Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Advancing the dignity of life in Nebraska. All week, we are interviewing people that are doing ministry to come alongside the hurting and honor who God has intended them to be. Joining me today is Julie, the Executive Director at Rejuvenating Women. Welcome to the Daily Spotlight, Julie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Julie, tell us, what is the mission of Rejuvenating Women?
We help victims and survivors of human trafficking, being able to get them restoration and compassion and love.
And so you have a Restored Wings house.
We do.
Correct?
We do.
Tell us about Restored Wings.
Yeah. It is a large home, 5,000 square feet, where women can live for up to 2 years. And we have women that come from all over the United States. They are not just in Omaha. And they come to us through referral. And we do an application process to make sure they'd be a good fit, make sure they're also ready for this type of program because it's a very intense program. We deal with a lot of their past trauma. And so because of that, we want to make sure that the women get everything that they need. So drug and alcohol therapy, mental health therapy with EMDR, which is later on. We also do a lot of groups.
You just come alongside these women, though, yep, to bring them the support that they need, yeah, so they can find freedom and wholeness in Jesus.
That is right. That's the main thing. The programs that we use are Christ-based, and we incorporate the Bible, and we have to, you know, make sure that we are also teaching them about Jesus.
That's wonderful. Well, I encourage our listeners to join us tomorrow as we continue the conversation about the ministry of Rejuvenating Women.
Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight. For more information, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org or call 1-888-777-5188. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues that impact your family, freedom, and life.